This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday, the 4th of September. Today is the Club Focus Edition, where we made space for clubs to strut their stuff. And several clubs have indeed strutted. At last, spring has sprung and we look forward to some lovely weather. And to top it off, it's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all dads and happy anniversary to Roy's Helpline. In addition to club news, there's a good mix of other news too. News West is produced in Western Australia, primarily aimed at Western Australian amateurs, but we have a wider audience. Our website is vk6.net and our email address is newswest@vk6.net. Welcome to Club Focus, and this one is entitled Blow That for a Joke. Sometimes you have a fantastic idea and you roll it out to your mates at the club. One or two people politely support it, however, you don't notice that their support is half-hearted. You implement your fabulous plan and flop. Nobody turns up apart from the couple of people who politely supported the idea and loyally turned up. Planning and organising an event for a club or group is tricky at the best of times. Most of us have done it to some degree, with various levels of success, and sometimes it's only the loyal, polite supporters that turn up, not because they want to, but because they are loyal and polite. It's hard work organising an activity. I don't know about you, but in my own experience, I find the logistics easy. Things like venue, equipment, getting there, etc., they're a piece of cake. You just make a list and tick the items off as you have them covered. I find that the most difficult part of organising activity is the conversion of what seems to you to be a good idea into a proposal that enthuses and engages a group. Sometimes it's hard work, and you wonder why you even thought about it. There would be a lot of reasons why people won't engage in your brilliant idea, and yours is the task to present the idea in such a way as to engage as many people as you can. And people have different learning styles and varied previous experience that might colour their comprehension of your proposal. You need to be able to support your idea with good explanations of why the group needs to do it, or would desire to do it, and what they'll get out of it. You may find that your bright idea lapses because it isn't supported, it's rejected or passed over as too hard. But don't give up. Perhaps the group wasn't ready. It was the wrong time of the year, or everybody was too busy, etc. If your bright idea is still a good idea, keep it safely tucked away, talk about it every now and then, and seek another opportunity to present it to the group. Your bright idea doesn't necessarily become a bad idea just because it gets rejected. You do, however, need to take on board what is said during discussions and learn from that. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, with the usual reminder that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's September Bulletin to go to air. Don't forget too that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, September the 13th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. If you're a newcomer and you'd like more details, please email coordinator Phil, VK6ZKO, at pbcasper@bigpond.com. I'll just spell that. Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. This month, as well as the latest club news, Ron, VK3AFW, tells us about Retirement Village Living. This is followed by Andrew, VK3CAH, with an update of other options available to keep active and on air if moving into a retirement home. After that, I'll be reminiscing about an early electromechanically tuned radio, the SCR522 VHF RT set. And lastly, Andrew, VK3CAH, talks about another very special birthday this year, the inauguration of the BBC. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. Please note that some broadcast times are shown in Victoria local times and that WA local time is 2 hours behind Victoria time. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, that's 8 AM and 9 AM WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 AM, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. Also at 9 AM local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR Network Talk Group 5. At 10 AM, there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, once again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, September the 7th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 PM WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. On the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many take advantage of this service. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the September broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
The NCRG's run yet another successful Hamfest last Sunday. We hope those who attended had a good day catching up with friends and managed to grab a bargain or three. The raffle went well, so here's the winners of the prizes. First prize winner of an ICOM IC705 was G. Davis, ticket number 1156. Second prize winner of an ICOM IC2730 was N. Austin, ticket number 521. And third prize winner of a Comet GP9N was G. Horseman, ticket number 110. As usual, there are many projects on the go and the maintenance of the NCRG club rooms is ongoing. The club is still in progress to repair and reinstall the Ultra Beam antenna after a failure of one of the motors. The replacement parts from Germany were here in less time than it takes to get a letter from the East. The 10 gig EME project is progressing well, however some RF parts are a little hard to source at this time. The tracking software and hardware are working well now, and the work on the foundations for the dish have now been completed. If you know anyone who wishes to do the foundation license course and exam, please contact the club via the web link on the NCRG website, ncrg.info. Phil VK6KHV will be in contact with you. Exams for standard advance can be arranged as well. Keep a lookout on the website for announcements of course dates for standard and advanced license grades. This is on behalf of Eddie, VK6YA, Vice President of the Northern Corridor Radio Group. I'm Glyn, VK6PAW.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Seven weeks. That's all there is until Perth Tech. We're busy finalising the presentations, the venue, the catering, the day and door raffles, briefing the master of ceremonies, sorting out the audio and visual equipment, and not panicking much at all. If we were to panic, it would be, to a much lesser degree, if you all got your act together and registered early. Registration is easy. It's accessible through our website, vk6.net, and payment is by credit or debit card through a secure payment portal. We're not equipped to take cash payments. So, if you have some difficulty or issue with using the online bookings, please find someone to help you. Sons or grandsons or nephews will romp you through it, but really, it's pretty simple. Now, did I mention catering? Remember we said that the $20 entry fee was to cover catering because we used a raffle to fund the event, and lottery rules say that the raffle proceeds may not be used for catering. So you get to pay $20 towards catering and a few other bits and pieces. We can guarantee that the catering alone is worth a lot more than $20. A lot more. No more pizza and wraps. We've engaged a caterer to do the morning teas, lunch and afternoon teas. We might even ask them to quote for the sundowner. And here's a reminder of what you need to tell us when you register for Perth Tech. Name and call sign. Dietary needs, vegetarian and or gluten-free, and your email address. You can register more than one person, and you'll need to put in all the information for each person. Before you end the transaction and pay, you'll also be able to reserve parking for your caravan for one or two nights and book into the sundowner. And here's a tip. Let's say you've booked for the presentations only on Saturday, and later on decide you want to stay for the sundowner. Just return to the booking page at vk6.net and register for the sundowner. We'd like to remind you that entry to Perth Tech is only by pre-registration. There will be no door sales. Ticket sales cut off less than 1 week before Perth Tech, so you've got plenty of time to make up your mind. You won't get better offer than the Perth Tech, so register now. Ah, then there's the raffle. We are running a day raffle, not to make money, but to make the day more interesting for you. The prize pool has passed the $1,600 mark, thanks to the generous donations from clubs and individuals. There will be door prizes as well. Next week, we'll start talking about what's on at the Perth Tech program and the Sunday workshops. We're still looking for some Sunday workshop ideas. Contact us at perthtech@vk6.net.
For several weeks now, we've been making a video version of News West and posting it to our YouTube channel. When I say we, I mean Wayne, VK6VE, does all the hard work, finding images, stitching it all together, and then posting it to YouTube. Thanks, Wayne, you're making an excellent contribution. Now here comes the however. However, Wayne needs your help. He needs photos, images, and even movie clips of things that you or your club have been up to in amateur radio. If it's just a few images, you can email them to Wayne, but if there's a huge file to send, contact Wayne and we can arrange a drop-off place for them. There's a special email address for our video production directorate. Oh, doesn't that sound grand? It's videos@vk6.net. Videos with an S at the end, @vk6.net. With the added dimension of News West videos, it gives you an opportunity to send images along with any story that you send to us. How's that?
Here's some interesting numbers from the ACMA Register of Radio Licenses, the RRL. You can perform a search by subservice, and here's what comes up for amateur radio. Amateur license numbers at the 30th of August were Foundation licenses, 3,305. Standard, 2,111. Advanced, 9,639. 514 repeaters and 38 beacons. There's no filtering to count unique individuals because, as we know, many people hold more than one license, so it would take a lot more delving to determine how many actual people hold licenses. Where would we be if the foundation-level license hadn't been adopted? The only thing that could be said is that there'd be 3,305 less amateurs today. Unfortunately, there's been no tracking of newcomers to amateur radio to determine the upgrade paths taken. When Michael Owen was alive and was president of the WIA, he used to track newcomers, and his figures showed that a large proportion of those who entered the hobby with a foundation license went on to gain an advanced one. There were forebodings that the hobby would go to rack and ruin with the introduction of the foundation license, the same forebodings that were uttered long before when the novice license was introduced. The hobby actually looks like it's quite healthy. One way to keep it healthy is to make it more welcoming, embracing the newbies and talking to them on air, and perhaps not querying whether or not they have a valid license on social media. That probably isn't a welcoming act.
There's a magazine called The Communicator, and that's published by the Surrey Amateur Radio Club, which is in Canada. And the latest edition, the September-October edition, is now published. And this is a very informative magazine that has something for everyone. In fact, 134 pages of amateur radio projects, news, views and reviews. This magazine is read in over 145 countries now, and it brings you amateur radio news from the southwest corner of Canada and elsewhere. You'll find amateur radio-related articles, projects, profiles, news, tips and how-tos for all levels of the hobby. And this month, two new columnists, the CPAR Mobile Cruise-In and Daniel's Workbench, with several projects refurbishing the MFJ-CW oscillator, home-built antennas and much more. It wouldn't be practical to try and read out the link to that site where the magazine is, because the link's very long. So trot out your favourite search engine and search for VE7SAR. That's Victor Echo 7 Sierra Alpha Romeo, and you'll find it. Or look at the WA Hams email list where I forwarded the email to. Now, Andy, VK6 Hotel Quebec, is the publicity and promotions officer for the Hills Amateur Radio Club. And Andy says, I would just like to remind everyone that the Hills Amateur Radio Group is located at 5 Sanderson Road in Les Murdies, and that members and visitors officially meet on the last Saturday of each month for a general meeting, which is usually boring. Any club meetings are boring. And the shack is open every Saturday, this is the fun stuff, from about 12 noon with a barbecue lunch at 1 p.m. And sometimes it's not a barbecue lunch, so I'll buy pies from the pie shop instead. And they're yummy pies, I've been there. Anyway, anyone's welcome to turn up. Now, the Hills Amateur Radio Group considers itself a friendly and easy to get along with club, and it wants to help and promote new and returning amateur radio enthusiasts to the hobby, and welcomes people of any level who want to learn and have some fun in all aspects of radio. And they've got quite a good shack there, I can give you the tip. Finally, HAG has a web presence. Look them up at www.harg, that's H-A-R-G, Hills Amateur Radio Group, www.harg.org.au, or just rock up and join in. And they don't bite. Well, they do bite. They bite their pies and their sausage sizzles. But anyway, I hope to see you soon. So rock up. That's from Andy, VK6. Headquarters? Or is it Hotel Quebec? Or high quality? I don't know. We'll have to ask him. And Andy is the publicity and promotions officer for the Hills Amateur Radio Club.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that brings you the News West Amateur Radio News program. That's right, you're listening to it. And our other enterprise is Perth Tech, which you'll hear about separately in this bulletin. We continue the tradition of an amateur radio news broadcast for Western Australia that was established in Perth in the early days of amateur radio. The earliest record that we found so far of an amateur radio news broadcast in Western Australia was in 1931. So that means we're at least 91 years old. Eat your heart out, ABC. At our recent annual general meeting, we elected Bob, VK6POP, as president, Chris, VK3QB, as secretary, and Eddie, VK6YA, as treasurer. Special thanks to those who have served on the committee previously and to those who have joined or continue to serve. We're always on the lookout for new members of the news team and also for casual contributors, people who will write and record items of interest for inclusion in the news. If you're unsure about how to get involved, send an email to secretary@vk6.net and let's talk. We don't talk too much about Perth Tech here, because it's being addressed elsewhere in the bulletin, but let's quickly go through our philosophy. Firstly, Perth Tech's basic structure is a day of technical presentations. Secondly, other activities may be structured around it. Thirdly, it's our intention to provide Perth Tech to WA amateurs as a free event. However, we do make a charge towards the cost of catering. And fourthly, to enable the free event, we conduct a major fundraiser, usually a raffle, the proceeds of which, coupled with some generous donors, covers most of the cost of the event. WA Amateur Radio News welcomes new members, both as participants in the news team and just as supportive members.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Good morning from your friendly neighbourhood assessor at Ham College. Our next foundation course is on the 1st and 2nd of October. If you or someone you know would like to sit the foundation course, please contact us through our website www.hamcollege.org.au. Our next examination session is on Saturday the 8th of October. We can conduct foundation, standard and advanced exams. We can also conduct practical assessments. As we need to order the examination papers, you will need to contact us through our website if you would like to sit an exam on the 8th of October. Our website is www.hamcollege.org.au. We have been busy of late at Ham College with the recent acquisition of a Yaesu FT-DX10. This radio was purchased because of its feature having a DVI monitor output on the radio. This has enabled us to show new hams the advantages of a spectrum analyzer and how signals look according to how they are modulated. It has also enabled us to operate digital modes with ease. We have also been doing a bit of maintenance with activities like re-terminating our coaxial cables. Adam, VK6 X-ray Romeo, has also built the club an all-star node. It looks very tidy in its enclosure. We would like to thank TetEmtron for their donation of a 1-to-1 ballon for our Bushcom 80-40 meter trapped dipole. Ham College will also be running a Jota station this year for the scouts and guides. We aim to be operating on most HF bands, as well as VHF, UHF, All-Star and SSTV. Please listen out for us on air. We are looking forward to the weekend. The VK6 RIB Ham College Information Beacon is up and running and is all snug in its rack. At the moment, you can listen to it on 145.575 MHz FM, but it will soon be moving to another frequency once the paperwork has been processed. We are still looking for contributors to put content on the beacon. If you would like to contact the beacon team, simply email us at vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. The Ham College monthly meetings are conducted on the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. As we hold most of these meetings online, please submit an inquiry on our website if you would like the link to our meeting. www.hamcollege.org.au. One final thing. Everybody at Ham College would like to wish all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day. This has been Chris. Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Foxtrot, for Ham College, 73s.
Next week, the News West theme is contesting. It'd be fantastic to hear of your exploits or plans for contests past or in the future, especially the Remembrance Day contest. How did you get on in recent contests? What plans do you or your club have for any upcoming contests? Do you have any tips for newbies or, for that matter, experienced contesters? Do you know of contests that are not well known and need publicity, especially if they're of relevance to us in VK6? Are you intending to take part with FT4, the new digital contesting mode? The team here at News West is aware of upcoming contests and will do our usual job of publicising them. But hey, wouldn't it be good to hear you or your club promoting these exciting events?
Over the years, we at News West have copped some flack, which is a polite way of saying that some people have behaved quite poorly towards us, and this because of our reports and comments about the unacceptable behaviour of people in and around the Wireless Institute, especially towards News West and towards the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, that's RASA. This behaviour has included abuse of power, bullying, exclusion, blocking and spreading mistruths. One incident of spreading mistruth resulted in a successful civil court action, or in other words, he was sued for defamation. It was an expensive lie to tell, costing him tens of thousands of dollars. At News West, we've had two successive editors of the amateur radio magazine refuse to publish our promotions for Perth Tech, adverts that we're entitled to run under the WIA's affiliated club's rules. We're grateful to Scott, the WIA president, for overturning the non-compliant decisions of the editors, and our promo was published. And there's more. I think I could write a book. Thanks to our exposure of the bad behaviours of people who think their behaviour is supportive of the Institute and the intervention of the WIA's president, many of the bullies have backed off somewhat. However, their attitudes are still blatantly on display in certain social media groups where the group is secret, that is, only members can see the content, and membership is culled to keep out undesirables, such as me, and anyone regarded as a RASA supporter. In spite of their efforts, their vile remarks don't go unseen. Getting to the point of this item, the latest abuse of power is the refusal last week to include in the WIA's national news an item about an international CW event. You heard that item here on News West. Did you hear anything wrong in it? Of course not. It was rejected because the national news coordinator didn't like the bloke whose voice was in it. And the voice is a RASA member. Plain and simple. The matter was referred to the WIA president. Let's see how that goes. I was determined to stay clear of these issues for a while, but when something like this crops up, what can I do? You need to know and understand what goes on. And this one's for WIA members. Elections are coming up in the new year. Elections for directors. So think seriously about nominating yourself for a spot on the board, or at least give thought to who you'll be casting your vote for. The bottom line is, the nonsense, the bullying, the abuses of power must stop. And we'll continue to shine a light in their little dark corners whenever it happens. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Good morning, it's Roy VK6X-ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 4th of September 2022. And had a good weekend last weekend with the Ham Fest. I saw a few faces there I recognised. They're still recognisable. That's all good. Anyway, we've got some items for you today. We have in first off the rank, following items are for sale. We have a Create Design 318JR 4-element tri-band antenna, 10, 15, 20 metres. It's a beam antenna, $600 for that. Hasn't been used for a long time, sold as and all boxed up at the moment, full assembly manual available, etc. You can look at it online if you want. Number two, an ICOM IC2410 Hotel Mobile Dual Band 2 meter, 50 watts, 70 centimeter, 35 watts, and an FM transceiver as a cross mode module, $150, best offer. And contact Kurt Baton, VK6KEC, Kilo Charlie for that one, 0414-500-95. There's a number missing there somewhere. I have to check on that, but that's what I've got here. Just verify that number. It's 0414-500-959. Next group of items from Gerard, VK6 Quebec Mike. He has a Zetagi Zulu Echo Tango Alpha Golf India. It's a Lima Alpha 1080 amp for 2 meters and 70 centimeters, $150 or best offer. And he also has a Fox Tango, a Yaesu Fox Tango 757GX2 with FC700 antenna tuning unit, including all the manuals, $250. He has a KW1000 linear amplifier, $500 OBO. I'm not too sure what the OBO means, or best offer, I presume. I haven't seen that one before, Gerard, thank you. All inquiries to VK6 Quebec Mike at westnet.com.au. And that's from Gerald, VK6 Quebec Mike. Next item comes from Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha. He's looking for a antenna ferrule. It's a to hold a wire antenna, a stainless steel wire antenna, a couple of grub screws in it, with a 3/8 thread on it, and he's looking for one of these. If anyone has one, it's sort of tapered and is designed for the stainless steel wire and stainless steel fat wire antenna, you know, fatter than normal wire, of course. But if you have one of those, and I have a picture of it on the website, on the email, but It doesn't come out over the air too well. But if you have one of those, please contact Mark. His email address is vk6bravo sierra alpha at iinet.net.au, all in lowercase, of course. vk6bravo sierra alpha at iinet.net.au. And that's my lot for this week. I'm still having trouble with my email. I've got to get my computer, empty all the suds out of it, and see if I can give it a wash or something and get rid of all the crap in there. And get back on receiving emails properly. But if you use roy.watkins instead of vk6xv, it might work better. I'm having trouble with the vk6xv email address. In the meantime, have a good day. Thank you for those who called in. Those who didn't, well, shame on you. We'll hear from you next week, but we have at least got some throughput this week. 73 from Roy, vk6xv, and the email address, roy.watkins@bigpond.com, until further notice. Cheers.
I nearly forgot to remind you, next week I'm going to the Mayan Up Hamvention thingy down near Boyup Brook, and that means I'll be driving down there on Friday, so it's early closure time for any contributions to News West. So I'll need everything by noon Thursday. So just repeating, I will need any news items, contributions, whatever's for News West by noon Thursday next week, so that I can pack up all my clobber and head down the road to the Mayan Up Ham Thingy What's It. And I'm sure you'll hear some good reports from that event. And this is a VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West. Thanks for listening. Next week we're into contesting, and also next week is early cut-off. Items must be received by noon Thursday. Thanks to the broadcasters and callback takers, and to those who provide and maintain the repeater networks. The studio team this week was Andrew, VK6AS, Mike, VK6KMS, and Roy, VK6XV. And thanks to guest contributors. We've got some new voices coming to News West soon, and I hope you'll make them feel welcome. With the change of season into spring, now's the time for you to spring into action and to get on air and to make some noise.